Just want to say, I'm not going to stop these recordings. I'm going to keep doing them, but I've been saying as necessary. Just hasn't been necessary. There's just been nothing going on. So it's not that I am stopping them. We are going to continue to do them and update you as we go through. Tomorrow morning is going to be a big number. We get first-time unemployment claims. I suspect we're going to see upwards of another 6 million or so. We are easily, by the middle or the end of next month, going to be in the 20 to 25% unemployment rate. So let's keep that in mind. Things are going to get worse before they get better. We've got to maintain our convictions of social distancing, being extremely careful. I am going to continue to watch the economy and what is going on, but I still feel as confident today as I did a month ago that this is a transitory effect. And I do believe the economy is going to get cranked up. Once we flip the switch on, how much time will it take to get ramped up again? That is, the big question. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be immediately. It's going to take some time. But I will say this. I think it's going to move faster than a lot of people think it's going to move. I am continuing my investigation in China and some of the things that China are doing. We are looking to put together a documentary, a panel. I am working on that now, on the national security threat that China is. It's going to be based 100% on facts with some great panelists, and I'm working on that. It is not going to be something you're going to want to miss, so hopefully we will have an opportunity. It's been hard to get a panel together to do any kind of recording in the midst of social distancing, and that's what we're struggling with. So we're not sure whether we want to proceed with it until we can get in the same room together, but we are working on that and debating that. Okay, so hang in there. It's going to be another wild week. Don't believe the headlines that this downturn in the market today that we may see is going to be based on earnings. Don't believe that. It's an excuse. It's what headlines are putting out. It's not about earnings. Look, markets aren't so dumb that they did not factor in poor earnings this quarter that we're seeing today coming out. It's ridiculous to think first quarter earnings were going to be good. So this is not a surprise. Markets are reacting on what markets always react on in a situation like that, and that's speculators. I'm not saying that in a negative way. It's not wrong. It's what they do. But it's day traders, speculators, algorithmic trading, fast trading, people taking profits from earlier in the week and last week. It's nothing more than that. That's what we're seeing. Obviously, oil is weighing on that as well. So let's not get too overly concerned about what markets are doing, thinking that it's the end of the world because earnings are down. Again, transitory, temporary. We will recover. I hope you have a great day. God bless. I'll see you in a couple hours.